Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's learn about competitive dance. That is an IHSA state tournament series that Sherrard participates in, and the competitive dance sectional comes up, I believe, January the 19th, and a member of the competitive dance team at Sherrard is senior Addison Slavish. So here we go, Addison. Competitive dance for dummies. Me being the dummy, explain to our listening audience how competitive dance works.
So pretty much you have between like a minute, 30 seconds to like 3 minutes to perform a routine. And there's all sorts of categories. You can pick if you want to be jazz or palm or lyrical. And your team goes to compete.
And you look at what is involved for Sherrard. Tell us a little bit about how kind of the routine works in terms of picking your routine, when you have to do that, kind of how practice and preparation works for that. Because I know there's a difference between, you know, competing at halftime of a boys basketball game versus competing at one of these competitions. Can you kind of explain the nuances there?
Oh, yeah, there's a definitely a big difference. It's a lot more stressful, but it's super fun. We haven't actually started with our routine yet, but just from our tryouts and everything, you just kind of have to decide what you want to do first. So I think we're going to do palm routine and maybe like a mixture between like palm and jazz, and it's just a matter of figuring out what kind of technique we want to add in, so different jumps and tricks, and just putting together a routine by the end of January.
And then the scoring works how? What goes into that? I assume there's a panel of judges that score, and what are some of the things that they look at?
Yeah, so every category is different. So, like, for palm, something that's really gets you a lot of points is palm switches. So basically every person will have like two different colored palms, and there's some sort of creative way that you'll switch palms, and then everybody will have like the same colored palm, and that's something that can get you a lot of points. Tricks usually can get you points, but there's also quite a few strict rules where if you do something wrong, then obviously you'll be deducted points as well.
Well, and I think the other thing is, how much pressure is there when the routine has to fit within, I think, the time component? It has to be at least a minute 30, and it can't be no longer than 3 minutes. So when you're talking about working between 1:30 and 3 in terms of minutes, that means if you make one minor mistake, at least from my understanding, that one minor mistake can loom pretty large. So how much pressure is there in this when you're talking about, you know, working between 90 seconds and 3 minutes and not trying to mess up?
Well, it's definitely super stressful. It helps. We practice a lot, so it helps having our music just set ahead of time. And I think, honestly, one of the hardest parts is finding a song that will meet that time frame. But it's just super important that everybody is counting in their head and keeping the beat along with the music, so that way there is no room for error.
Yeah, and in terms of just getting ready then, Addison Slavish, for the competition, I know the postseason officially, I think, is January the 19th, where Sherrard will head to a competitive dance team sectional. So do you have your routine set up, or what kind of goes into it now, between now and January 19th?
So we're taking a break right now from practices for Christmas, but as soon as we come back, we're going to really hit the ground running, and our coach is choreographing our routine right now, so we'll just try to learn as much as we can of that and just be making our sharpest movements, and it's called like cleaning it up and making sure we're hitting everything right. And just trying to make it look our best in the months or so that we have left.
All right. Well, we'll be following along in January again, the IHSA, with a state tournament series in competitive dance. And Sherrard is an entry, and they'll participate in a sectional coming up on January the 19th. Thanks for teaching us about competitive dance, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.